everybody. Matt Medley here with the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, a rap show that nobody asked for. Thank you for tuning in. We are in season 11, episode 2. Special guest co-host for this season, Frida. Hello.
Hi, nice to be here. Thank you for having me back.
Of course. Are you excited to do a whole season this time?
Yes, absolutely. The more the better is what they say.
Well, here we go. It is, as I said, season 11, episode 2. Frida, what is this episode called? What's it about?
Frank falls out the window. He hurts his head really, really bad. Thinks it's 2006.
Yeah.
And the gang is also transported to 2006, season 2, where they're just revisiting all their old schemes and storylines.
Yes, yes. And spoiler for the rest of the season, there's a lot of referential stuff.
Yes.
In this season. This is season 11. I'll kind of get to it as we go along, but like, okay, it's 2016 when this episode airs. So this is already kind of 6 years old, which is funny to think about in the whole scheme of things. So it's 10 years in their world right now. So we get to the first scene, and right away, we get to... Do you know what a grilled Charlie is?
Yes.
Frida?
I do.
Do you know the ingredients? Do you remember the ingredients? Because we start the episode with a grilled Charlie. Charlie's making one up, yelling at Frank about it. I do have the ingredients here.
Okay,
I'm curious if you could get any of them.
I remember in a season after this, they get these roommates, like these Swedish roommates, and they explain to them what the grilled Charlie is, and it's like bread on a radiator with cheese and hot dogs.
Okay, cheese, you're correct.
Okay.
White bread.
Yes.
I think you said that. That's two. So there's three more. So you got five seconds. I'm speeding this one up.
Spam. Some kind of meat.
I thought he was putting some sort of meat on it in this episode. It made me a little curious. But no. Chocolate syrup, butter, and peanut butter.
Okay.
So,
my bad.
We already lead with something that's familiar to us, a grilled Charlie. So Frank just simply falls out the window.
Yes.
We don't know what happens to him, and he just gets up and he leaves. That's our first scene, and then we get this title card, Frank falls out the window.
Yes.
So we have no... I'm glad you're being so agreeable with me, Frida, at the beginning of this whole season. So this, I mean, yeah, there's not much to say from that. We kick into the episode here from that. Because we don't, as an audience, we have no clue what's going on right now. Like, we just see him fall and hit his head. But, in fact, what we find out, as we said in the beginning, he gashes his head really badly.
Yeah, it looks horrifying. It's a giant open wound.
On the bald spot of his head perfectly. It's absolutely disgusting. But he thinks he's in episode 2, basically. Season 2, episode 1.
Yes, he thinks it's 10 years ago. It's 2006. So he...
The mom's still alive.
Yes.
In their mind. He's still kind of their Dennis and Dee's dad? Because they do kind of get away from...
Yeah, their relationship is actually better.
Yeah,
and
I'd agree with that.
As the seasons go on, their relationship gets much, much worse.
Yeah, I agree with that. And we start off, they're in Giorgino's, the restaurant. Dennis D and Frank are meeting.
Yes.
Frank is once again kind of saying the same things about it or whatever. So we're in this restaurant. He's saying the same things as he did in season 2, Frank is.
Mm-hmm.
We're reliving some of the same things. And the gang before this was like, we cannot live out the same path that we have. We have an opportunity because he lost his mind. We can get his money. We can take advantage of this, right? So they're like, we're taking advantage of this situation. So they're at dinner. They're all talking, doing the same shtick. And Dee whips out an iPhone. And Frank goes, what is that? Of course, because it's 2006 for him. So Dee goes with, I invented this.
Of course she does. Of course she does. That's pure Dee.
It's so fucking stupid, though. Why even go that way? I'm afraid other comedies wouldn't go with something so fucking stupid. Why would she say that? What What process would she have gone to get there? Nothing. She's a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
that's the process.
It's probably the first thing that came into her mind.
Yes.
Before she really thought about it logically.
Well, Dennis, not to be one-upped by his sister, claims he's so stupid, he's not even that clever. He just says he invented the iPhone as well, a couple of months before her.
Yeah, it's because they're really not that clever, not that bright. Their mind works like a child. I watched an interview with, what's his face? Mac.
Yeah.
Glenn Howerton. I'm sorry, I'm blanking. I know his name.
Rob McInerney?
Yeah. Cut that whole part out where I forgot his name.
I don't edit
this. Yeah, Rob McElhenney had an interview where, in a previous episode, he calls a fast food restaurant the Hamburger Store. And he just says, like, if you wanted your own fries, you should have got them at the Hamburger Store. And the reason he says this is because it's just the stupidest thing someone could say. And that is why I think they say this.
It's a lowbrow show, but it's so lowbrow. I fucking love it so much. So they go to the strip club next.
Yes.
So they're at this strip club. The same thing is playing out.
Frank is bandaged.
Frank is still looking terrible. The strippers are feeling terrible for him, giving him free lap dances, as they did in season two as well.
Yes, call back to season two, where I think Charlie pretended to be a Vietnam vet.
Yep.
Was that the same episode? With Tiffany Haddish as one of the strippers.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Wow. Well, look at that.
A young Tiffany Haddish, yes.
So everything plays out. They go back to Charlie's apartment. They party with the strippers. They're partying with the strippers again. So Frank keeps having these kind of flashbacks throughout the episode. So the toe knife comes up. And so that pulls Frank back into some sort of, what was my world before this? The toe knife. It seems so familiar. And my point is, these are like mini characters in the Sunny universe. Grilled Charlie, the toe knife. We'll get to another one a little later. Like, they've built something that we now, they couldn't have done this episode 10 years ago for obvious fucking reasons. This only works when you've been on TV for so long.
Yes, 11 seasons is a really long time. I don't blame them for kind of mining past episodes for, you know, ideas.
I think it works.
I think it works too. I would say it works this season, and then probably season 12 and 13 are where it starts to decline for me. So I would call this season the beginning of the end. The last good season.
Really. Wow. We'll do a whole one debating that topic on its own. So we get a Dennis and Dee scene where they're like, hey, let's tell the truth to each other, okay? And Dennis is like, you're not going to make it as an actress, blah, blah, blah. Pretty normal stuff. They say that anyways. I don't even see how that's a big breakthrough. Like, Dennis will just tell Dee she won't be an actress to her fucking face all the time.
It's obvious because I believe she makes an acting reel.
Yes, yes, that's coming up in a bit.
It's terrible.
It's like 2 seconds long. or no, that's another episode. But so she, okay, so they're talking, telling the truth to each other, and Dennis gets his out, and Dee's like, I want to be honest with you. And she says, I think you're just trying to be a veterinarian for the skins.
Yeah, I forgot about the skins, because Dennis is a serial killer, and the show is always dropping little hints to what kind of serial killer he is.
Yeah.
Like, one time, I believe he said he wanted to make Dee into a skin luggage.
Oh, a lampshade. Yes, yeah. Yes.
So he loves their skins. It's the best part of the animal for him.
Well, he starts off denying it and then slowly kind of reveals himself to maybe that's a reason or, you know.
He doesn't like it's a fact. It's the best part of the animal, yes, of yeah. course.
So they have that insane exchange, and then Dee's not done ripping on him, because she tells him he's bald.
That's or he's right. getting he's bald. Spot.
And then Dennis, you know, I do the line of the episode. It should maybe be renamed just the read of the episode, because he fucking comes back with, I'm going bald? Just furious after that. But yeah. Dee knows how to needle him. She knows what's up. So they're back. They're like, hey, well, we're fighting again. Stop, stop, stop. They flip on, I'll be gone until November. I'll be gone until November.
That's also a callback to 2006.
Yep. They love that song so much. And so they're like, we're going to do it. We can do it. Boom. Next scene, they're waking up from crack.
Are you familiar with the Wycliffe-Jean charity scandal?
They mention it briefly in the episode. Oh, he might have done that. I mean,
it was 2006. There was a
It feels huge, long ago.
Huge earthquake in Haiti, where Wycliffe-Jean is from.
Yeah.
And Wycliffe-Jean made a charity to go to the victims of the hurricane. But he didn't actually give them the money.
Right.
It was a little scandal. He kept the money. Eesh. So there are references to that specifically. And then they play Gone Till November. Great song. Great song.
And so giving Wycliffe-Jean more royalties.
Yes.
So they have this little exchange and they wake up on crack. So they're back on crack, just like season two. They're still doing their own patterns. They specifically said, we don't want to do our same patterns. And here they are.
Except next beat. They go to the welfare office and they meet the woman that they dealt with in season two.
Exactly, yeah.
Same woman, still working there.
Yeah.
I don't know if she really remembered them, but she was like, you're going to have to fill out a bunch of paperwork.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means when you say your sister has a donkey brain.
Okay, here's another character. Frank has a certificate saying he does not have donkey brains.
Right, because he was raised in a mental institution, right? Well,
yes, but what is this? Like, this certificate had to be made by just an offhand person just to fucking give it to him. It is so weird that it came up again. And so Dennis and Dee, they just cross things out.
They cross out Frank and write Dee, and they don't even cross it out that well.
It's so fucking dumb. They have... For somebody who did have to go on unemployment during this whole fiasco this past couple of years, I will say there is a lot of paperwork involved. They are not fucking around.
Yes, I think you and I are familiar with the unemployment process in California. So, which is actually the easiest unemployment state because there's so many freelancers in California.
Yeah.
Unemployment is actually, you know, pretty much a streamlined process over here.
Yeah, so easy.
In Pennsylvania, it's a hassle. It's a real pain. Nobody really goes on unemployment.
Of course. So they're back in the Social Security fucking place. And guess who stumbles in? Mac and Charlie.
Of course.
Looking for roommates.
At the unemployment office.
These are the guys who are the most downtrodden, Charlie. We're not going to find anybody else to roommate with you, which is actually a really good point by Mac.
Pretty smart, pretty logical step.
Exactly. So they're back. They even point to the guy who was the same in season two at the very end, right before the commercial. Because Mac points at him like, what about this guy? And Charlie goes, really? Him? This one?
I love the way Mac points at things. That's almost like another character, like, little side bit. Because he points at things a lot. And it's always, like, in an accusatory way.
Yes.
He's like a snitch.
Yeah.
So he'll always, like, point with his full arm.
Yes.
And say, like, that woman stole that bag. Someone. She did it.
Oh, good. That's a great point. So they... Okay. So Frank brings Dee and Dennis to this business meeting that goes off the rails right away because Frank thinks, you know, oh, this woman comes out and he's like, well, it can't actually be a woman. Ha ha. Where's my old pal? Because he thinks it's 2006. He doesn't know his friend died. So.
Sorry, I had to
oh, you
key
have
break
to,
in the middle of
you
the,
have to.
Oh, I have to press this
press
down.
That, dude. Yeah.
I see. This is a very fancy
here,
coffee.
Press
maker.
This in. It's just a French press. Okay, and a plastic one as well. Okay, so where the fuck? Okay, so they start. So they start bringing up the Haiti thing, and they're like, and yes. Dennis and Dee, and they're like, we want to start a Haiti thing. And Frank's like, no, shut up. Tell them about the phone you invented. And so Dennis and Dee get fucking screwed because they're like, oh shit, we didn't invent the phone, and blah, blah, blah.
Did not think that out.
So they did not think it out. It's like they're stupid or something. So they get shooed off, and Frank is like, you know what, children? Yes, I'm going to, here's a check for all tons of money. Go invest in that phone. That interview didn't go very well, and we'll get the, yeah.
Well, what are we gonna say? This is the worst possible course of events for them because they're addicted to crack now.
Yes.
And they just got a check for a lot of money.
They're definitely...
And they're really open about it. They're saying, like, man, I could really... I really want to be on crack
out
now.
Loud.
Yeah, yeah. Just saying what they feel. First thing that comes to their mind, I really want to be on crack.
It is quite beautiful in a way. So we get back to Charlie's apartment. He is interviewing people to be his roommate.
Yes.
Okay. And it's quite a peculiar one. I did write down this. This was a beautiful moment. So one of the guys, the normal guy, is who's getting interviewed, he's like, you know what, I like jazz. And Mac was like, oh my God, jazz, Charlie, you know, you like music, blah, blah, blah. And Charlie goes, don't care a lot about jazz, though. A lot of unnecessary notes. So that's my wonderful Charlie moment. I did love that.
I gotta say, about jazz, I don't like jazz for the same reason that Charlie doesn't like jazz, which is too many notes. They're all jumbled together. They're not in the right order, as Angela from The Office would say.
So, yeah.
I agree. I've disliked jazz
with Charlie
so
here.
Much. I think actually Charlie and Mac are like the smartest people in this episode specifically, because they're just thinking further along than Dee and Dennis, because they're like thinking of the consequences of their actions.
Well, when you're addicted to crack, Frida, I think it's a big difference. And let me get to the next thing that they get to, which is the first question is about cat food. Whether you would eat it or not.
Yeah.
The first guy gives an angry answer. They get to the normal guy. He kind of says, oh, I would ask, do you need me to feed your cat? And Mac goes, oh, see, he's assuming there's a cat. And then Charlie gets all pissed off and he's like, so we're just unnecessarily feeding cats all over the place.
Which, I don't know if this is like a continuity thing, but Charlie keeps his windows open at night, huffs some paint.
Yeah, eats.
Leaves a bunch of cat food out or something.
Eats it as well.
Yeah, eats it as well. And all the cats come to his window, and they're so loud.
Yeah,
that he's got this whole system where he has to block out the noise by making himself pass out.
It really is horrifying.
Fumes.
It really sounds horrifying, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know a worse life than that.
Yeah, he's clearly brain damaged.
We get the waitress comes back, and we do get to check in with a character in season 11 here to see how they're doing. And the waitress is living in a homeless shelter. Things are really downtrodden for the old waitress right now.
Not doing well.
Literally considering, like, moving into Charlie's fucking apartment. That's how low she is. It's bad.
Pretty desperate. As, you know, their relationship is, you know, the same as it ever was.
Yeah.
She dislikes him very much. And I gotta say, call back to what I said earlier. The reason I don't like the later seasons is because they get together. They have a child.
That does happen later, but that's for another podcast 4 years from now. So Frank eats the ham. It jars his memory.
Yes.
And he's back. The rum ham, speaking of, this was my final character. You know, the rum ham. It's just in this world now. It's just, we know what rum ham is if you're a fan of the show. And so this is obviously what gets him back into the fucking mindset.
This is certainly an episode for the fans.
Yes. You'd have to know. There's no other way. You'd have to know it was season two. It probably wouldn't even make any fucking sense. So we get to the very end. Dennis and Dee are excited to cash that check and get some crack. And unfortunately, the check is signed 2006 by Frank. Way past its date. Cannot cash a check at that point. And Womp, womp, womp. We are back to square one with all the characters.
Yes, great episode.
Not a bad one. Yeah, yeah. It was so, it's such a simple idea. Have the guy, you know, amnesia. It's been done 1,000 times in situation comedies, right?
Yeah, yeah. You can't see, but I'm nodding my head in agreement.
Yes, on a podcast, she is nodding her head. So, Frida, who won the episode? Which we can even count, like, the grilled Charlie and the toe knife, like, because I said those are characters in this world we've built up.
Right.
But who, I mean, I guess it's Frank.
It's got to be Frank.
It's got to be Frank, because it really is all about him.
It's got to be Frank. He got to relive 2006. He seemed more innocent in this episode. He seemed less of a sleazeball.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It
seems like it was pretty genuine with Dennis and Dia.
Yes, yes. You could see that their relationship had not soured yet. He still loved them a little bit. And he loved them enough to give them give them a bunch of money.
Right, right. He was thrown off by the phone thing.
Yeah.
That he was like, oh, maybe my kids aren't complete fuck-ups. I should give them money. And so, okay, well, he wins. I mean, for best quote, it's the jazz one. I mean, we even discussed it, had a side note about it.
Yeah.
So that one will go down. We will enshrine that one in the Quote Hall of Fame as we move along.
I'm not even going to debate you.
This is a solid episode, not very... I mean, I'm going bald was funny just because of the read. Like I said, it was just how Dennis said it. But
yeah.
I think we got to everything in this episode. Anything else, Frida, before we sign off?
No, I think you did a really good job.
Oh, excellent. You did a great job also helping me through it as well. And get ready to do another great job because next episode is episode 3, The Game Hits the Slopes. This one I'm very excited about. So, we'll see you then, gang.